Okay, so that was by the artist Ponxi. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Another Montreal-based artist. It's off the album For People Without People, I believe. Up next, I'm going to play a few tracks off of an album, which was a collaboration between Computer Soup and Jan Jelinek. It is a improvisational piece that was conducted within 1 day, in which both artists worked separately and composed most of the music on electronic toys, trumpet, and various oscillators. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will meet you back one more time to introduce the last artist I'm going to play today. Stay tuned.
Thank you. In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome back, everybody. This is CKOT 90.3 FM. If you got ears, podcasting from Montreal, Quebec. Just to recap, the tracks we just listened to were Straight Life, Watch What Happens, and a hidden track at the end of the album, Improvisations and Edits, Tokyo 2609-2001, by Computer Soup and Jan Jelinek. Up next, I'm going to play some tracks by Steve Rodin, I guess most well known for coining the term lowercase music. Specifically, I'm going to be playing Call Mem, Sleep, Walk, and Okla Irde Lalu Ne. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Anyway, that's off the album 1,000 Breathing Forms. I am scheduled to do at least a few more of these for the next couple weeks, perhaps a little bit longer. So I look forward to sharing some music with you in the coming future. Anyway, stay safe and have a good one.
From Pacifica Radio, this is Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. I am Malihe Razazan. This week, we bring you the first part of our conversation with UC Berkeley historian, Professor Astorian about the military conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan, two former Soviet Union republics in the Caucasus region, and the role of regional players, including Iran, Israel, Turkey, and Russia. Stay with us. On September 27th, fighting erupted once more between Armenia and Azerbaijan, two former Soviet Union republics in the Caucasus region. At the heart of the decades-old conflict is Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountainous region of just 150,000 people. In 1991, when official dissolution of the Soviet Union began, the mostly Armenian inhabitants of Nagorno-Karabakh declared independence from Azerbaijan following a referendum that was boycotted by the region's Azeri population. The declaration sparked a war that led to the loss of 30,000 lives, the displacement of more than 1 million people, and reports of massacres committed by both sides. Most of those displaced in the war were Azerbaijanis. By 1994, when an internationally brokered